Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. I want to wish everyone listening a happy Easter. I hope you had a wonderful Passover and happy Ramadan. All these wonderful celebratory holidays this weekend. It's wonderful. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Are you excited about Easter?
I am. I'm excited because we're going to do a sunrise service, and it's going to be just a lovely morning at St. Charles Borromeo. So I'm excited about that. It's one of my favorite holidays, and so I love that.
Yes, yes.
And good morning, Shamar. Let's hear that voice.
Good morning.
We are all slow today, literally all three of us. So listeners have patience with us because I'm telling you.
It's been a busy week. I understand completely. Well, thankfully this week, Florida will see some April showers every day this week. Somewhere in the state of Florida, we're going to get some rain. Not high percentages, except for maybe Wednesday, 50 to 60% here in Central Florida. But a chance every day, and that's all we need. And it's just been amazing how we have not gotten the rain so far this year. Since January, we've gotten less than 2 inches of rain when we should have had a little bit over 6 inches of rain. So we are down quite a bit. So if you're new to Central Florida, you know, this is the driest time of the year for us, and we do need to supplement the irrigation, especially when we have these warm temperatures. But getting rain this week, I am thrilled. So it's a chance to relieve that deficit. Spring is also in the air with the National Garden Club Petite Small Standard Flower Show, and it is sponsored by the Orlando Garden Club. This is next Friday, April 14th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it is free and open to the public. And it's just very exciting to, let's see, here we go, the Petite Small Standard Flower Show. It is all the designs, so floral display. So usually when you're thinking of a floral display or garden club flower shows, they have these big, beautiful displays that, you know, take up 3 to 4 feet or,
yeah,
you know, they're really tall. Well, this is a petite one. And so none of the displays that they're going to have is going to be more than 5 inches tall or 8 inches overall, 8 inches wide.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be really pretty to just see these little displays that you can have anywhere in your home. And it'll be just a fun artistic way to spend the day. So this is at the Orlando Garden Club on Friday, April 14th. And the address is 710 East Rawlings Street, Orlando, Florida. Again, it's free and open to the public. I hope everyone goes by, especially if you're new to Florida and you love gardening. It's a good opportunity to visit a garden club and get to know some of the members.
That definitely would be very interesting to go to.
Wouldn't it? What kind of containers do they use? And what kind of flowers are they, that small display? So that is the National Garden Club Small Standard Petite Flower Show. And I thank them for letting me know that. So last week on our text line, Rick and Vieira, he said he texted, and I did not get to his text. And so I wanted to this week. Can I leave my gladiola bulbs in the ground, and will they multiply? And so, yes, Rick, you can leave them in the ground. And here in Florida, they do come back. You want to make sure you don't cut any of the blades of leaves off. That's going to give them the energy and the nutrition to get the nutrition they need so they'll bloom nice next year. And then you're going to just divide them every 3 to 4 years. So how I like to plant my gladiola bulbs is that I like to plant like 10 every week. And so I've got 10 growing, and they get a head start. Then I plant 10 more the following week and 10 more the following week for about 6 weeks, just in the same area. And it's a nice big cluster of gladiola blooms that just appear one right after the other, and it just really lasts a long time.
Oh, wow. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, and so I like doing that. They bloom from May through fall. Great question, Rick. Thank you for your texting. We appreciate you listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so I love the show we have for you today. It's going to be wonderful. We have in our second hour, because of the holiday, I wanted to talk to a garden author who grows her faith in the garden. Shelley Cram is going to be with us to discuss her newest book and it's about devotion in botany and gardening flowers in the Bible. Ooh. So it's a really, really lovely book. And so we're going to have her on. And it's going to, I think, inspire some of the gardeners to grow their own garden. And it's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful talk. I'm glad to have her. Also, too, what should you be doing in the garden this month? April, we're just starting out. It's still, again, very hot. This is the time, if you have not fertilized your lawn, go ahead and do it. Get that, you know, ground getting, or the grass getting green again. You want to not use pre-emergence anymore. The pre-emergence won't work for the weeds you have. And so the next time we're going to be able to use an herbicide is basically in the fall. And so when temperatures are over 85 degrees and they average over 85 degrees, you don't want to use an herbicide because you can possibly hurt your grass more than you hurt the weeds. The weeds are really strong, especially at 85 degrees. And especially with the lack of rain, the grass is going to be a little bit more stressed than it normally is, a lot more stressed than it normally is. And the grass will be more susceptible to the herbicide. So we do herbicides in the early spring, you know, kind of the end of January, first part of February, going into March. But after that, we don't want to use them. So, just putting down a fertilizer is good. Make sure your grass is hydrated. You'll want to have, irrigation, supplemental irrigation. But it'll be a great time next week if you get rainfall to go ahead and fertilize. Up next, we have April is Water Conservation Month because it's a good time to remind everyone about our precious water resources.
Attention people with Medicare.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing anything.
Turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 copays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, count on it. Visit toro.com/zero-turn to find yours.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. April is Water Conservation Month, and it's a good time to remind everyone of our precious water resources. Florida has over 7,700 lakes covering almost 3 million acres. We have 1,700 streams, 300 springs, and 8 billion gallons of water a day are released from those 33 first magnitude springs. So it's important that we know what kind of resources we have and how to protect them. And in my education pursuits for educating the public about water conservation, my ally, Joe Reese, with Mr. Landscaper, is with us this morning. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you? I'm good.
Yeah.
Really good.
It's a wonderful weekend. We're going to get some rain this week.
Yes, that'll be the first in quite a while. We really need it. We're in such a severe drought.
It is. That's true. So April is Water Conservation Month, and I wanted to have you on because one of the best ways to conserve water is to use less and not waste it.
Mm-hmm.
How does Mr. Landscaper Irrigation do that for us?
Teresa, that's exactly what it's designed for, like you're saying, water conservation. All of our products actually get the water right to the root zone where the plant can better absorb it, and it minimizes evaporation, minimizes runoff, so you're not wasting all that water. So a lot of times with more conventional types of irrigation, the water's not getting to the root zone, so you see it just evaporating away.
I see that all the time when I'm driving by, and it's on the irrigation is on, and you can just see it floating away. And see that spray, and that is wasting it. So, what's the difference between automatic irrigation systems and Mr. Landscaper's low volume irrigation?
Well, Teresa, the main difference when you think about the conventional automatic irrigation, the underground type irrigations where we see our pop ups, those are more designed for turf and grass to cover a large area, and with Mr. Landscaper, our kits and all of our products are designed for any landscaped area. So it would be great for flower beds, potted plants. We have bird bath kits, vegetable gardens, any kind of raised garden bed. That's a perfect application for Mr. Landscaper because you're getting low volume, and we're actually exempt from most of the watering restrictions because we are considered very water conserving.
That's great to know. So how is the water applied if you're saying with these kits? How does the water get to the roots?
Well, we have a couple of different ways, Teresa. You can actually use drip, where you're just getting that dedicated half a gallon an hour or gallon an hour, depending on which method you use. We have two different types of inline irrigation like that with the dripper. Also, we do micro sprinklers, and this is more of a little bit of a spray, and it's directed downward. It's got a downward trajectory to actually go toward the root zone, and they're easy to hook up. I tell everyone, if you can actually attach a hose to your faucet, you have it made, because with this, with the kit, you can just attach them directly to any hose bib.
That's true, and, you know, I love it. I love the low volume where it's just putting the little spray emitters out there, because then you can see if it's working or not. So many times I've seen drip irrigation get clogged up, and, you know, the only way you notice that your drip's not working is that it's you know, your plants are dying. And so I like the the sprays going out, the low volume emitters. It's really a very cool way to do it. So what comes in a Mr. Landscaper kit?
Well, Teresa, the kit has everything you would need for a basic install. We wanted the homeowner to be able to take that home and actually do a complete 100% install, and then you can also add to our kits. But you have a little hose bib adapter that you thread onto your faucet. Depending on the kit that you get, there's a 50-foot roll or a 100-foot roll. It's non-perforated poly tubing, so we include a hole punch tool. That way you can customize and punch in a hole into that poly tubing and then insert your micro sprinkler where you want it so it will actually fit in your bed. And we have goof plugs inside, so once you get everything installed and see it's running, you may want to move a sprinkler to get better coverage. So you just simply pull that micro sprinkler out, install a goof plug, and then just repunch down the line.
It is so easy. I have installed them myself, and I'm not technical. I call that punch thing that poker thingy. That's the technical term. And so it's very, very easy to use. And so where can they find these kits?
They can actually go to MrLandscaper.com and order directly from us. And we have really fast shipping to the homeowner. Or they can go to their local Lowe's store. And once you're inside Lowe's, just find the plumbing department and you'll go down the irrigation aisle and you'll see Mr. Landscaper right there.
What I like to say, too, is to tell everyone that we are you're a Florida company. And so you're right here in Florida. And so to buy local, where are your facilities?
We're actually located in Dundee. It's a little small town in Polk County. And you're right, it's all made there, USA made. We're a little bit east of Winter Haven, if you're familiar with Legoland.
Yes.
We manufacture everything in Dundee. We're just a few miles east of that.
And yet you're an international company. So you sell your products all over the world.
We do. We sure do. We have a commercial side of our company called MaxiJet, and we sell to Israel and several other countries. So, yes, we are international.
Okay, so now, getting back to the kits, with the heat and the wind and the drought, containers and bird baths, the water evaporates very quickly. And so we have also residents who leave for the summertime. And so, you know, they still want to provide water for the bird baths and their containers. So how does Mr. Landscaper help with that?
That's an excellent question that we get almost daily. We have so many people that are residents here part of the year, and then they go back up north, you know, for the rest of the year. So, yes, you can actually install a timer onto your hose bib and then attach our kit right under that timer and have it set to come on, excuse me, as needed. So we just tell them, you know, have a neighbor check your home and make sure your faucet's still operating properly. But you can just use that timer and set it to come on. And there's even smart timers now that operate from your phone. So if you're out of state or out of town, you see water, you see rain is going to be coming in, you can cut that system off, you know, easily from your phone and then just set it back up.
And so what I like about the bird bath kits is that the wire is very pliable, but it stays in place. And so it comes up and you don't even see it filling up the bath or the bird bath. It's very cute. It just hangs over the side and it works wonderfully.
It does. It really does. It's a really unique invention. And those are available online from us. And you're right, it has the wire in it so that as you bring your tubing up and over into the bird bath, you can bend that to mold, you know, to your particular bird bath. That way it's not going to fall out. It's got a little gallon dripper on it, and it's going to just slowly keep that water fresh in that bird bath for you.
And it's so cool because it's beige, and you don't even see it in the bird bath. So I love that. It works for me. So what about the hanging basket kits? How does that work?
Those are very nice, too. We actually have two. One runs on an adjustable dripper spray, and one runs on the adjustable drip. But the same way, really, you can come right off your faucet. We have the faucet adapters, and we have quarter-inch vinyl tubing inside those. And just run them to the potted plant, put them up into your plant. And what's so neat, you can adjust those so that you're watering only inside your plant. You're not watering outside of the plant, so you're not getting water on the deck or your patio.
That's really cool. I like that. So now, how does someone learn? Are they easy to install the kits, the irrigation kits?
Very easy, yes. Yes, and we have a lot of online videos, so I usually suggest to customers go online, go to MrLandscaper.com, hit the little tab on the top, and it will say video, little video tab, and you can play instructions and watch someone actually putting together the system live, but very, very easy.
It
very
is. Easy. If I can do it, anyone can do it. And so what is the website for Mr. Landscaper?
Okay, it's www.MrLandscaper.com.
Excellent. And then let's talk about the price. So how expensive are they?
Very economical, Teresa. You can actually get the vegetable kit is around $64. That's with the dripper type system. And then the one most popular in Florida is our micro sprinkler kit. We have a small one for $34 and then a larger one for $89. That one has 100 feet of poly tubing to allow you to do more area.
That's a great price.
Yes, yes, it is. It's very reasonable. And once you install it, it's not something that you have to worry about season to season. Once it's there, you know, we say set it and forget it. We have sun inhibitors in it, UVA, UVB protectors, That way, it's going to last through the season because we have brutal sun here in Florida. And our owners are citrus growers, so they know that tubing's got to last. It's very high quality.
Well, I tell you that when I installed our kits and for irrigation for our garden beds, it's 15 years and it's still going.
Yes. I've had some in my yard probably probably close to 30, probably 28 years.
Wow.
So it does. It lasts and lasts. The biggest enemy of it is human. Like if you happen to hit your tubing while you're doing some gardening with your edger or something, then, you know, it may put a hole in it, and it's easily repaired. We have couplings. Just cut that little section out, put a coupling in, and boom, you're back in business.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so tell us Mr. Landscaper's website one more time, please, Joe.
Okay, all right. It is www.MrLandscaperAllTogether.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Joe. This is Water Conservation Month, and it's very important. If you have a need for irrigation and you just want to do your beds, Joe, it's the best kit to use.
Yes, yes. The best kit to use for your flower beds and ground would be the micro sprinkler starter kit. Excellent. Those are excellent.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Now, so Joe, so Eileen calls in and she has the roosters, and now you call in and you have the dogs, and so that works perfectly.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I love it.
He's very excited. Early in the morning.
Oh, there you go. All right, Joe. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful Easter.
Thank you, too, Teresa. It's always good talking to you, and we appreciate you guys. You're always very good about getting that word out about conserving water.
Thank you so much, Joe. Tell Sam I said hi. All right. And we're going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to call Shamar, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know what you're doing for Easter and what kind of beverage you're drinking. I love that. How's it going in your garden? You can tell me. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you miss any of today's show, you can listen wherever you hear podcasts. I will post links on our Facebook page. Could please go to our Facebook page and like it and give us 5 stars. We would love that for Lizzie and Shamar and all the hard work we do. So let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Happy Easter, Eileen.
Happy Easter, Teresa. I have a story to tell you,
okay.
But I wanted to tell you about the flowers that I received from Bluestone Perennial.
Yes.
They are called Zetium, sedum autumn fire.
Autumn fire, okay. Sedum autumn fire.
Okay, I got three of them.
Okay.
So they are in the ground, and I did it just like they said, so they look pretty good.
Well, excellent.
The only thing is I've got five bags of mulch in my truck and trunk in my car because I had to have shots in my back. So now I can lay down the mulch.
Oh, good. Well, that'll help it stay, you know, keep that water in the ground. So that'll be good.
Right. Okay. There was a man that was riding around in his golf cart, and he was checking out my property. So then he went and got his wife. So here I go down the driveway, and I said, "You're looking at my property. Why?" And he said, "You didn't cut back your crepe myrtle trees."
Wow.
And I said, "No, I didn't do crepe myrtle hack." And he said, "Why? They look messy." And I said, "Well, if you would listen to Teresa Watkins on 1430 AM, my favorite gardener, she's a garden expert and horticulturist, and she's been doing this for 30 years or so. I said, and I'll be on the radio in the morning if you would like to tune in." I said, "She would love new listeners."
Oh, thank you. That is
I
awesome.
Love it, Eileen.
Oh, he said, "So that's why the crepe myrtles don't get hacked." I said, "Because of her." I said, "You don't destroy your crepe myrtles."
There you go.
I said,
"You are so right.
My crepe myrtles are going to look better than anybody's around."
Good for you, Eileen. We love you taking that message out there. There's no reason to cut crepe myrtles back at all. And
let me tell you something. I never saw two people leave so fast in all my life.
Good. Well, no, there's no reason to cut crepe myrtles. You are so right about that. You can trim them. You can, you know, cut out the suckers. You can take the pods off. But there's no reason to cut them back. Your crepe myrtles are going to have more flowers. They're going to bloom earlier, and they will look better.
They always do.
Yes.
They always look better. And, you know, and like you and Bob said, you saved his back. But I just had to find out what these people were looking at. And I figured it was the crepe myrtles. And so I just took myself down the driveway and just, "What are you looking at?"
We're going to change your name to Eileen, the new crepe myrtle police.
Yes.
I like that. Oh, well, Eileen, thank you so much. And you have to send me a picture of your crepe myrtles. I would love to see them.
Oh, and I most certainly will.
All right. I hope you have a wonderful Easter.
You too. And happy Easter, Lizzie.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I hope you feel better and your back's better. Thank you for calling.
My back is better.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
All right, hon.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's great. So go out there. No more crepe myrtle. You know, my kids would say when they were driving in the car and we'd see somebody hacking back there, say, "Mom, get out there and stop them." I go, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to go out there and go, stop what you're doing. I'm Teresa Watkins, the crepe myrtle police."
That's it.
You know. Now, you can cut them back. They just look terrible when you do, and it doesn't do anything for them. I mean, we don't cut back elms or maples or other trees that lose their leaves in the
right.
wintertime.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand that. So I do appreciate Eileen going out and saying that. That's really funny. So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We'd love to hear from you. And so Nancy in Cocoa Village, she sent a great text, perfect text. And she said, "I received potted daffodils for Valentine's Day." That's lovely. "They have died off. What do I do with them now? I live in an apartment, so no place to put them outside." She said, "Love the show." And well, thank you so much, Nancy, for texting. And there's really nothing you can do with them right now. They just need to, you can put them in the compost pile. But if you're in an apartment, just throw them away. There's nothing else you can do. So it's just a one-time seasonal annual for us here in Florida, especially the ones that, you know, come from out of state. All right, so let's go to, oh, I love this one. This is a text message. I don't know where they live. I have one of the most fragrant yards in my neighborhood. Listen to this, Lizzie. Right now, I have two fence rows of Confederate jasmine, a mound of Asiatic jasmine, Tahitian gardenias, Philippine jasmine, Yang Lang vine, sweet almond, and tea olives. She says her yard smells like Easter.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Love that.
I love that, too. And I can just smell it now. The Confederate jasmine is in bloom right now. Almond bushes are just doing wonderful. I love she has Yang Lang. That is a very, that's the plant where we get the perfume from. And it just smells wonderful. But Tahitian gardenias, too, are amazing.
Now you keep calling it a she. It could be a he. Listeners, that's why it's very important to put your name, your first name. We don't need your whole name. First name and your location, because not only are we able to recognize where you're at, but Teresa can zone in and be like, okay, you're doing A, B, and C wrong, or you're doing A, B, and C right.
That's right.
There you go.
Exactly.
So first name, location.
That would be great, because it could be, you're right, somebody, I mean, we all appreciate fragrance.
Could be a gentleman.
It could be very, very easily be a gentleman. And so that's great. 1-888-455-2967 if you're in the garden area. We would love to talk with you. And I have on the Facebook page something that happens at Easter time. If you're driving through with the pine trees, have you noticed it? I'm going to talk about it when we come right back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're here with us on Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area, and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is organic. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-914-0465. That's 800-914-0465. 800-914-0465. Sponsored by EverQuote.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad, scale, and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you look at the tops of pine trees about 2 weeks before Easter, you will see the yellow shoots. As the days get closer to Easter Sunday, the tallest shoot will branch off and form a cross. By the time Easter Sunday comes around, you will see that most of the pine trees will have a small yellow cross on all of their tallest shoots. These yellow vertical shoots are known as candles, and they form first, and then the side buds, which will eventually form branches, develop to the new growth resembling a cross. These crosses are more predominant on others, some species of pines than others. For example, you'll see them on loblolly pines here in Florida. So when you're looking at it and you see these crosses, you know you're looking at a loblolly pine. And then the other pine tree is the ponderosa, which you'll find out in the West Coast. So that's from Country Living. And so I love that. And I saw that this week in Bella Colina, and the pine trees had crosses on them. And when I told my clients, you know, we were talking about it, and I was meeting with an arborist, and he was telling everyone, and we showed her. She just said, oh, I just got chill bumps. And so it was really cool. So if you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. And Lizzie is so right, her radio instincts. We had the person who has the most wonderfully fragrant yard is a gentleman, Eric from Winter Haven, and he's married to the most beautiful Filipina in the world. And so that's lovely. They're a beautiful yard, and she's a great gardener.
I love this.
Yeah.
We have the best listeners, I'm telling you. And they crack us up, too. They send us little texts, and they're funny. So thank you, Eric, for clarifying. Appreciate you.
That is so true. Exactly. And so this time of the year, what kind of vegetables can you be planting? You can be planting calabaza, cantaloupe, cassavas, chayotes, cherry and Everglades tomatoes, cucumber, dashine, eggplant, Jerusalem artichokes, yakamas, lima beans, Malabar spinach, malanga, and New Zealand spinach. They can take the heat better than regular spinach unless you have a tower garden and you're growing aeroponically. Okra, pepper, roselle, Seminole pumpkins, snap beans, and squash, southern peas, and sweet potatoes, tamarillas, yams, and yard-long beans. And so that's the vegetables you can be growing. It's getting a little late for tomatoes and eggplants. And we had an email over the weekend, Mr. Anthony Shiro, and he gave us the dirty word of the day, which I'm going to talk about in the next hour. And he sent me some pictures of his seedlings. And he said it's definitely a challenge growing tomato seeds in Florida. And a few things he's noticed is the seed starter soil mix really holds on to the water. He said it's a struggle trying to get enough sunlight and keep the seedlings cool enough. and then the outside periods of up to an hour in the current temperatures is hurting them. And he says, a slight leaf curl is troubling to me. He's not sure if it's lack of water, too much water, or not enough light. So I'm wondering, it sounds like he's taking them outside for an hour and then bringing them back inside. He said, outside periods of up to an hour in the current temperatures is hurting them. Well, tomatoes like full sun, so the outside sunlight is not going to hurt them, so that's not the issue. And it seems a little bit like they need to have more sun because they're really scraggly and very lanky, and they're reaching out, getting a little bit taller without having the leaves grow very much. So you have tiny leaves for what size of seedlings they are. So I would leave them outside. I don't know how many much tomatoes you're going to get with these temperatures. Tomatoes usually do not produce fruit when the temperatures are over 85 degrees, Anthony. But you can give it a shot. Just leave them outside, though. They can get the rainfall that's coming, and it'll be really good for them. So they don't get hurt when you leave them out in the full sun. So I appreciate you sending me the wonderful pictures, and I'm going to use them today for the dirty word of the day. And he was really good about sending us and give us all the information.
Good deal.
So I love it. So, but that's wonderful. And I like that. If you would like to go onto the Family Handyman website, you can see both of my succulent articles they published this week. And one of them is called The 12 Types of Succulents That You Can Grow in Your Garden. And then it's just look for Teresa Watkins, Google Family Handyman, and they should come up. And I've also posted them on our Facebook page. So you can see that there. And so let's see, what can we be doing again this time of the year? Again, we want to hold off on herbicides right now. Do not want to use them, but you can fertilize. Make sure you're fertilizing your palm trees and then also your fruits. Your azaleas, you can go ahead and fertilize. If they've already finished blooming, you can cut them back too as well. And you want to cut all of your azaleas, all your springtime blooming shrubs before June. So after they finish blooming is a perfect time to cut back a shrub if it's just too high. You're going to want to walk your yard on a regular basis. Again, once a week is good. Remember that you want to be looking for chinch bugs, mole crickets, any kind of fungus issues that you're seeing. You know, usually we get fungus when we get a lot of rain. We can't usually help that because we can't control, you know, what time of the day the rain, well, the rainfall happens. And so we can help our yards this way by reducing the water use. If you're overwatering, you're definitely going to get a fungus. But also, to what time of the day are you watering at? And so the best time of the day to water is anytime after 5 a.m. through about 10 o'clock is when the restrictions say you can water till 10 o'clock in the morning. If you're watering at midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, your plants are going to stay wet for a longer period of time, and that's going to make them more susceptible to the fungus. So watering between 5 and 10 a.m. is perfect. They can get wet. The roots can absorb the water. You're going to have less wind at that time, so you're going to get a little bit more of the application, the water application, going to get down to the root system. And then if you want to get, you can, put down, you want to calibrate your system to apply half inch of irrigation if you're watering twice a week, or 1 inch during once a week watering. That's all you need to do is once a week watering. Let's go to Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, good morning, Teresa. Well, I'm about to bite the bullet and cut back my beautiful Panama rose bush, which probably is about 7 foot by 7 foot now, and it's been flowering beautifully for 5 months. We look out our kitchen window, and there it looks back at us. But I'm thinking about 1/3 to cut back, and any thoughts you might have in regards to that.
How long has it been in the ground, Mike?
Oh, gee, at least 2 years.
At least 2 years. Okay. You can cut it back by a half if you want. It's 7 feet. That's still going to leave you 5 feet if you only cut back, 2 feet off of it. But if you want to go down to about 3 to 4 feet, I think it's going to be just fine.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Okay. And then that way it can grow a little bit more over the summertime. And then I would, not cut it again you know, till next year. So again, if you want to take it down to 3 feet, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, that sounds good. Thanks very much, Teresa.
You're
welcome. Enjoy your show.
Thank you so much, Mike, for calling in. I appreciate that. If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We have a great guest the next hour, Shelley Cram. She is a garden author, and she's going to be talking about her new book, and it's called My Father is the Gardener. And it's just a delightful book, and it's wonderful, just perfect for today. And so, let's see. I've got a text message. Do you receive this? Yes. Should I pour some pellets called Osmocote flower and veg pellets? Thank you for your good info. Well, yes, if you want to apply Osmocote, Alice, that's fine. It's a slow-release fertilizer for flowers and vegetables, and it would be just fine to do that. Follow the label instructions. More is not better when you come to fertilizer. You can either use too much, and you can burn the plant with quick-release fertilizers, or it can, you know, leach out, and you don't get to use it all. So follow the label instructions.
I mean, I know that we're in America, and bigger is better, but we, when it comes to plants, you got to follow the instructions. I've definitely learned that. So just read the label. Follow it. More is not better whenever it comes to plants.
Yeah, no, it's important because, you know, there's a reason why they have the stated amount on it, and that's exactly what the plant needs. And so if the plant doesn't need the fertilizer, it's just going to leach it right out. And we don't want to waste our time and money. And so we want to take good care of our plants. And so let me give you a couple more chores to do in the yard right now. You know, I've been noticing that the crepe myrtles are starting to branch out now. So this is the time of the year. If you had flowers blooming in spring on trees, like your Chickasaw plums and also your red buds, you can cut them back right now. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The sun on your face. There's nothing like experiencing Florida's waterways on a personal watercraft. Knowing how your PWC operates will keep you safe on the water. Remember, PWCs need thrust to change direction, so use a controlled amount of throttle to turn. Know your limits, never ride recklessly, and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.